Okay, so today is Daf Kuf Chaf Beis. We are on Kuf Chaf Aleph, I think two lines from the bottom. So the Gemara yesterday mentioned the statement of Rav Abba Kahana when he was discussing killing a snake on Shabbos. So the continuation of the Gemara is going to mention a few other statements by Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Bar Amar Rabbi Chanina. So number one, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Amar Rabbi Chanina. Pamotot shel Rebbe mutter l'taltalan b'Shabbos. So these pamotot, which are these menorahs, certain types of menorahs made out of metal, that they're made, I guess they're just made out of sticks, they don't have, I guess they're not removable pieces, those pamotot are not considered muksa, and you can move them on Shabbos. So Amalei Rabbi Zera, so Rabbi Zera says to Rabbi Abba, which pamotot did Rabbi Chanina permit to move on Shabbos? Is he discussing v'nitalin b'yado achas? I guess the smaller ones or the lighter ones, which can be moved by with one hand. Or he even permit to be metaltel the big menoros that are b'shteyadayin, the ones that take two hands to move. I guess if they're two hands, they're bigger, and maybe they're kavua in the place, and there was no intent to move them. So Amrlei, so he says back, Rabbi Abba says back, Rabbi Chanina was only makir the ones ke'osun shel beis avicha. The ones of Yaveh Savicha, which Rashi says, is the Katanos Hayu, the smaller type, he was Matir. Aval Gedolos, but the bigger ones, Rashi says, Adam Koveil Hamakom, there's a plate, they're placed, like they're sort of affixed in their place, and therefore they're considered to be Muksa. But Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Abba Bechanina, Kironos, so these types, I think they're types of wagons, these Kironos shall base Rebbe, that they were in the house of the Rebbe. These wagons seem to be something that are used, Rashi says, Asuyos Livnei Adam. I guess, you know, like a rickshaw or something like that was used to carry people. So these Kironos shall base Rebbe, Motil Taltalam B'Shabbos. They're not Mokso, you can move them on Shabbos. So again, Amalei Rebbe Zera, B'Nitalam B'Adam Echad, O B'Shnei B'Nei Adam. Are you Matir only the smaller, soft, lighter ones that can be moved with one person? Or we even matir the bigger ones that can need two people to move them. So Amrlei, so Rabbi Abba says back, I was only matir ke'osan shel beis avicha, the ones that were in your house, meaning the smaller ones that can be moved by one person. But those that need two people to move, they're not allowed to move from one place to another. And again, these are probably too big, and therefore they're assumed that they're stationary for Shabbos, and therefore they're going to be muksa. But Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, hitir lahem Rabbi Chanina lebeis Rebbe lishtos yayin, Bikronos shel nachri bichotam achas. Okay, so Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana says that Rabbi Chanina was matir the house of Rebbe to drink wine that came in the kronos that came in the wagons of the goy, even though they only had one seal. Right, so again, you're not allowed to drink non-Jewish wine. I guess the concern of stamirim or yain nesef bichotam achas. So they only had one seal. Right, Rashi says, "V'lo yadana," and I don't know why he permitted this. Whether it was im mishum b'savala k'Rabbi Lazer, im mishum umta d'bein nesiyah, he wasn't sure whether the reason why he permitted to drink this, even though it only had one seal, was either he held like Rabbi Lazer, who says that one seal is sufficient, or maybe he felt like imsa d'bein nesiyah, because it was the house of Rebbe, so the guy knows that this is the prince's house, this is royalty, and he wouldn't do anything, so just one seal would be enough in this situation, not necessarily in all situations. Rashi says, im mishum l'sover k'Rabbi Lazer, da'amr b'mesechus v'dazara, yayim mutter b'chotam achas, you only have to have one seal, o mishum imsa d'bein nesiyah, Shahaya Nachri Hamevio, the guy who would bring it, Yare Min HaNasi, was fearful of the Nasi. Shahaya Shalit Apia Malchus, because he was appointed based on the government. When we shum to Ay Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, El Gabi Nachash, not going to Shemaya. And the reason why this all came is because he mentioned the statement of this author when it came to the snake, so he mentioned it here as well. Okay. Next Mishnah, continuing with the idea of Amir La Akum, which is one of the more difficult and oftentimes abuse halachas of in Shabbos. So, Mishnah says, Nachri shehidlik es haner. A guy lights a candle on Shabbos. Apparently, so right. This must mean he lights a ner for himself. He turns on the light for himself. Mishtames laoro yisrael. Then a Jew is permitted to make the benefit and use the light. The imbishvil yisrael. But if he walks in and lights and turns on the light specifically for you, right, then it's usher. You're not allowed to use this. It's gzeirus chachamim. You're not allowed to get benefit from the malach of the nachri according to Rashi. Right, Gemara says, "Imishvil yisrael usher mi derabanan." Now the commission is going to give two more cases. Mile mayim. So the guy fills up the bucket of water from the pit to the cistern that's in the Rishus HaRabim. He's pulling it from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid. Lahash goes behemto in order for his animal to drink. Mashka Chorav Yisrael. So then the Jew can bring his animal and he can drink the leftover water. The imbish for Yisrael, but if the Nachri filled up the trough, I guess, for water specifically for the Jew, Bishvil Yisrael, then it is Aser. Right, Rashi says, Mile Mayim, you bore Rishus HaRabim. Right, so he's going for Rishus HaRabim, for Zayachim. Next, case number two. Case number three in the Mishnah. Asa Nachri Kevish Leirid Bo. The Nachri built a ramp, right, so I guess it's Bona. He builds a ramp to go down the ship, onto right, the ship, and he builds the plank, I guess, to go down. Right, Rashi says, Kevesh, Osim Besfina Gedola, Leirid Bo Misfina Liyabasha. Right, to go to the dry land. So im b'shvil Asanachri Kevish Leorid Ba Yorid Achrav Yisrael. Then after the words, the Jew can make use of it and go down. The im b'shvil Yisrael Aser. But if he makes it specifically for the Jew, then you can't go down because he's doing the malacha for you, right? The malacha, I believe, is bona. He's actually building it.
He's building
it. Right. It has to be because I don't know what the malacha is. It has to be, but he's building it. Okay. So then now they bring case law. The situation happened with Rabbi Gamliel's Zakanim. Shahayu Boyin Besvina. They were coming in on the boat, I guess, on Shabbos. But also Nachri Kevis Leirid Ba. And the Nachri made a ramp to go down. The Yardu Ba Rabbi Gamliel's Zakanim. And Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakanim were on the boat. Maybe one of their trips from Rome, back from Rome, they came down on the ship. Came down off the ship on the using the ramp. Fine. Rashi took a few Tosfos. Tosfos says Mishtamish Yisrael Oro. When they light the candle, you're allowed to use the light. If the guy did it for himself, and he says Velo Gazrinan Shema Yadlik. We don't make a gezeira that if you allow the Jew to use the light that the guy turned on, you shouldn't allow a gezeira. Maybe then you'll turn on your own light. Why? And he says the reason we do make that gezeira in other places. Kid the Gazrinan Beperakama the Beitza. There he says Peiros Hanosrim. Right, Lo Yale VeYitlos. We don't allow you to use fruits that fell off the tree, or we don't allow you to use juices that flow out of the fruit, because maybe we're concerned that you're going to squeeze, or you're going to go up and grab the fruits themselves. So why there do we say make the gzeira, and here we don't make the gzeira? So he says because mishum deschita uktlisha him kalim laasos, they're easy to do. The adam load achareim, a person will easily go ahead and do it. Lefishen davar achila, somebody will do it because it concerns food. Ah, it's for food. So the concern is for food. Then we make a gzeira. You want to make sure, because people I think are more hetter when it comes a lot to food, right? But avah b'chol hani, but all those that are mentioned in the Mishnah, the hacha ain on kan lasos. It's not so difficult to do, not so easy to do. Kol kach the ain adam load achareim. I don't know why lighting the candle nowadays isn't flipping a switch, but maybe it's something that people don't necessarily would make excuses for that they're going to do. For food, they're making excuses, therefore we make the gzeira. But for these things, maybe they won't make the gzeira. Tosfos also says, let me get Tosfos afterwards. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Gemara then says, Utsricha. We have these three cases in the Mishnah, which all tell us the same thing. If the guy did the malacha for himself, the Jew can benefit. If the guy did the malacha for the Jew may not benefit. Why do we need all three cases? So Mar says, Utsricha, we need all three cases. Di'yashmi ina ner, had it just given the heter that you're allowed to get benefit from the candle that the guy lit for himself, we might have thought that only in that situation would be permitted to get benefit. Mishum de ner le'echad, ner le'meya. Because he doesn't have to do any extra action in order for you to get benefit from the candle. Once he lights the candle, the same lighting one candle for one person, the same thing as lighting one candle for 100 people. Flipping on a switch is the same thing for one person or 100 people. Aval mayim, but when it came to filling up the water, right? But aval mayim, dilma osi la pushe b'shvil Yisrael. Maybe we should have to be choshesh that the guy is actually filling in more water for the Jew. Maybe we have to be choshesh that he's really doing it for the Jew because there's extra water there. Maybe he put the extra water in on purpose. Right? Rashi says near echel and meya. The water, maybe he would be concerned. So therefore, a couple of teachers know that we're not concerned unless we know for sure that he was doing it for the Jew. Then if he does it for himself, you can get benefit from it afterwards. The kevish lamali. So then why do I need the case of the ramp? Right, Rashi says, Hadumya Dinair, who? Kevish Echad, Kevish Lumeya. The kevesh is the same thing as the candle. It's the same exact case. He has to make the ramp. He's not making any more to make the ramp for the Jew as he is for making himself. It's the same ramp. It's the same light in the candle. It's the same ramp. So Gemara says, no, because that's case law. A case law carries weight. So we actually have a case. So he says, Maisa, the Rav Gamliel was a Canaan Kamash Kwan. So come, Tia Tetna, Nursa, born us the din of the kevesh. Right, so why just do the case of the water, not the case of the candle? Like it only goes one way. It's a good question. I don't know. Usually it says a tzricha. If you had this, you would have thought that. And if you had that, you would have thought this. But here it just goes one way. I don't know.
Why were they allowed to go on the rabbis? Why were they allowed to leave the...
Because it wasn't built for them.
Are you built for themselves?
Right. That must be...
By the way, the article in the note says it's not even about what God does to you on Shabbos. It's about the tchum.
That's what you say. Oh, so you say, okay, good.
It says that Gamliel determined that he was allowed to go, that it was within the tchum, so he was allowed to leave.
But that's not the theme of the Mishnah.
Okay. No, that's why he could get off.
Well, that's why he was allowed to get off anyway. Okay, so someone might have said, even if the malacha wasn't done for him, how's he getting off the ship? So you're saying it's not tchum. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. So we learned. That's the Tosos. Okay, Tosos says Imishvah Yisrael Aser. Right, Tosos Imishvah Yisrael Aser. Right, if he does it for the Jew, it's Aser. So Gemara says Nira the Aser Kol Yisrael. It's Aser for every Jew, not just for you, not just if he's doing the let's say he's doing the malacha specifically for Michael. So Josh says, he's doing it for Michael. I can do it. No, it's Aser for everybody. Right, and then he says. A little further, he goes. V'afal gav to Yisrael mevashel b'Shabbos b'Shogel Shogeg Yochol. Right? We know later on we learn the lachos that if a Jew violates a malacha on Shabbos, if he does it b'Shogeg, somebody else can benefit from it. But why here can't we? He says Hasam lo chashin. Right. So why don't we just say here also the guy does the malacha for me? Let me just benefit. Let me just wait a certain amount of time, or let me benefit from it. What's the difference? Why is it different in the case if a Jew does the malacha b'Shogeg where I may benefit from it? He can't. But I can. So if he does the malacha for me, why can't Josh get benefit from it? So Mara says, no. Tosa says, Hasam lo chashinan in sharis le echol dilma asli b'shul b'mezid. We're not choshes there. Over there, one Jew does a malacha that's chayev, malacha d'oraisa. So if we allow Jew B to benefit from it, oh, now he's going to say, oh, you know, I'm allowed to cook on Shabbos. No one's going to think that. No, I made a mistake, but I'm making the benefit from it. You're not going to now, because no one's going to think that I can now violate the malacha d'oraisa of Bishul. Right, but ta'ika isra skila v'chomerle aval benachri ha'os letzorch Yisrael. But there is a concern if a nachri does something for the benefit of a Jew, isharisle. If we permit you to get benefit from it, so then asila meimor lenachri la'asos mishkalo. Then maybe we're concerned that you'll actually ask the guy to do it for you. All right, velo dummy. So then the Gemara says, okay, well, Tosa says again. Well, what about what we just said the other day? The other day we had the case where. There was a fire in the house, and the guy came, and we don't tell him to stop. Let him put out the fire. We didn't ask him to do it, but we don't tell him to put out the fire. It says, V'lo dami l'hadamila el nachri shavah lichbos ein omi l'kabe v'al tichba, right? V'hacha aser k'sha osa b'shvil Yisrael. There we don't tell him to stop, but here we tell you it's aser. What's the difference? He says, interesting. He says, D'chi amrinan d'nachri adaita d'nafshi ka'avid. Hachanam b'kivoy. We say that when it comes to the keyboard, the guy's doing it on himself. He's doing it for himself. He's not doing it specifically for you. That the Jew himself is not getting any physical, you know, bodily benefit from the action that the guy did. But here in the case where your actual body, you're physically benefiting from the light turning on, you're physically benefiting from, I guess, from the ramp. You're physically benefiting from the water. I know the water is hot because you're not benefiting from it. The animal is. But we don't assume that he's doing it for himself. Because the nachri is mekabin for you specifically to get, I guess, physical benefit. Okay. It's another top. So that's what's okay. What? He says there's a difference. I see the difference between the turning on the light and putting out the fire. I don't see the difference between putting out the fire and the animal drinking.
Why would you benefit from the fact that the fire is out?
But your body, you're physically not getting any benefit from it.
Why is that? Because
he has to make a chiluk. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, learning a brayso. Nachri sheliket asovim. So you have a guy that gathered, I guess he gathered grass. He removed grass from the ground. So that's totes, right? He did that. Ma'achil achar of Yisrael. So a Jew can then go ahead and have his animal eat what was pulled out on Shabbos. Right? The imbish for Yisrael, but if he did it specifically, the guy did it specifically for the Jew, then usher, you're not allowed to get benefit from it. Same idea. Mile mayim, guy fills up water from the pit, that was in Rosh Hashanah, and lahashkos behemto, in order to feed his behema, mashka achar of Yisrael, or to give behema to drink, so then the Jew can have his animal drink afterwards. The imbish for Yisrael, but if he did it specifically for the Jew, then it's usher for the Jew to get benefit from it. B'medmar memoriam, when do we say that if the Nachri picked up the grass or filled the water for himself, it's mutter for the Jew to follow and then get benefit from it? That specifically, that's dafka, she'ein makiro. If the Nachri doesn't recognize him, he doesn't know him. Aval makiro, but if the Nachri does recognize him, then it is usher. Interesting, because once he recognizes him, I guess you have the chash that he's really doing it for you. Right. Right, because it doesn't matter. He may be doing it for benefit for you as well. So he's doing it for you as well. So then you can't get benefits. The Gemara says, "Aini, is that really true? Is it really true that if the guy, what's the question? If the guy picks the grass for his own benefit, the Jew is allowed to get benefit from it afterwards? Is that really true?" Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chanina, Ma'amid Adam Behemto Al Gabe Asavim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to let your animal graze on Shabbos, even though the animal may eat from the grass and be tolish, and even though there's a chiyuv that you're not allowed to have let your animal do malacha. Nevertheless, here they say that you're allowed to do that. Why? Tosos says, "Ma'amid adam behemto gabi sov b'Shabbos." This is the second to last Tosos. Kidashim b'mechiltim. We learn in the Mechilta it says, "L'madya nuach shorcha v'chamarcha." They also have to rest on Shabbos. Yochol lo yanichu tolish lo yanichu oker. May not be allowed. Now I'll leave it there, so he's tolish and rip things out. Tamid long manya nuach, that the animal has to rest. The einze and noach el etzar. If you muzzle the animal, he's not allowed to eat. He's not allowed to graze. That's let manya nuach for the animal. That's tzar. Okay, so you're allowed to do that for the animal. But avalo al gabe muksa b'shabbes. But you're not allowed to put the animal, I guess, on something that's muksa on Shabbos. Rashi says the einu mamid al gabe muksa. Maybe I'll take the muksa and give it to the animal, and I'll feed it to the animal. The question is, nova hanami muksin. This grass that the guy pulled out on Shabbos is also muksa. Why? Because it wasn't pulled out before Shabbos. It wasn't ready. It wasn't prepared before Shabbos. So it's muksa. Hanami muksin inu legabe tiltol. The esmol hayu muchubarin, Rashi says. Yes, they were connected. So how can you take this feed that the guy pulled out and feed it to your animal? Forget the idea of amir la'akum now. You have a muksa problem now, because you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, what do? Dikimle ba'apa ba'ozle hiva achla. So what you do is you don't go with the animal and feed it to the animal, is you sort of pressure the animal or corner the animal so the animal has nowhere else to go, and it walks into the area by itself and eats the animal and eats it. But you yourself are not feeding it. Right, Rashi says the kamli biape shelo tipani lemakom acher. It can't turn anywhere else. Va'azla achla, and it goes and eats. Val who, meaning the owner, ainu omed ala savim. You don't stand by the grass, karav lam. Denicha shoshem yito v'yachil. Because then we're concerned, and maybe you'll take it and feed it to him with your hands and violate the rabbanon of muksa. So amamar, right? We left in the brayse that said before. Remed devar mamuri. And when do we say that you let get benefit from the goy in any of these cases? What and where he did it? When he didn't do it. We did it for himself, not for you. That's only she'ein makiro. If he doesn't recognize you, aval makiro. If he knows you, then you can't get benefit. V'ha Rabbi Gamliel makiro hava. But the case of Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah say that they recognized him. They knew him. How do they know him? Rashi says shereva svina haya va'imo. They were on the boat together for a long trip. He must have recognized him or known him. Others say Rabbi Gamliel is the nasi. So everybody knows who everyone knows who he is. So he's a makiro, so maybe he's giving him benefit. So Amar Abaye, a guy says, no. Amar Abaye, the guy made the kevesh, shelo b'funav haya. What does that mean? That he wasn't there. Rashi says, kisha asahu, when he made the ramp, lo haya gamliel sham dinikabile. Gamliel wasn't there. And he was on the other side of the boat. He was in someplace else. So it's clear that he wasn't doing it for Rabban Gamliel. I don't know why that says anything, just because he's not there. If you saw him the whole trip, maybe he knows him. Okay, that could be also. Rava Amar, Rava says, not that was the case, but okay, Rava Amar, afilu tema b'fanav. Even you can say that the guy made the ramp in front of Rabban Gamliel. Nevertheless, it's permitted for him to go down because ner le'echad ner le'meya. Because what else is he supposed to do? He's doing it for himself. He didn't do anything extra, right? Actually, says ner le'echad le'meya kevesh le'echad kevesh le'meya. Aval gabei asavim shumakiro ma'ariv shvilo. When it comes to the grass, maybe when it comes to the grass, if you recognize the Jew, then there's a chash that he's going to pull out extra for the Jew. When it comes to the kevesh, when it comes to the light, what extra he's going to do just because he recognizes him? He himself has to go down. So he's doing it for, he's doing it for himself. The whole malacha is being done for himself. When it comes to the asim, to the grass, it's not clear that the whole malacha is being done for the guy, because possibly he did extra because he recognized you and wants you to benefit. So Mara then says, Mara's not going to ask on Rava. Meisvei, we'll ask the question on Rava. Amar lehen Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, I guess they were talking about this Maisa, in the Brisa, Rabbi Gamliel said to the Zakenim, let's go down. Why? Holo v'shlobu faneinu aso neiribo. Since the guy made the ramp without us being here, clearly he made it for himself, and therefore we can go down. So that goes against, that's kasha on Rava, because Rava said that he was mocked to the ramp because it was eno mabre, he wasn't make it, he didn't, nothing more for him to do. He did, it's kevis le'echad kevis le'meya. Here, from the words of Rabbi Gamliel, it's mashma, that had the guy made the ramp in front of Rabbi Gamliel, they wouldn't be able to go down. But why? It's kevis le'echad kevis le'meya. So Amos, so Amos says, well, turn Rabbi Gamliel's words a little bit. Ema ho'il v'asa'o nered bo. It wasn't ho'il v'shlo b'feneinu asa'o, take out v'shlo b'feneinu, it was a ho'il v'asa'o, since he made it for himself, we can go down, because making it for himself, he didn't do anything extra for us. Okay. Toshma. Now we're going to bring a Bryce, I guess we're asking a question from a Mishnah. And the question here, I think, is both on Abaye and Rava. So Toshma. This is a Mishnah in Machshirin. Ir she Yisrael the Nachrim Darin Besochos. So we have a city that's a mixed city where both Jews and non-Jews live there. V'haisa ba merchatz hamar chetzes. So you have Beshavis. And I guess they had some sort of bathhouse that they will warm the waters on Shabbos. It's a bathhouse on Shabbos. Im rov Nachrim. If most of the people in the town are non-Jews, then mutter lirchutz ba miyad. Then a Jew can go right immediately after Shabbos and go into the merchatz because the warm thing we were saying the warming was done for the non-Jews. One second. Rashi's mutar lirchutz b'miyad l'motzei Shabbos, but in Rov Yisrael, if most of the people who frequent this bathhouse are Yisrael, then in motzei Shabbos yamtim b'chdei sheyachamu chamin. You have to wait after Shabbos, the Kadesh Yasu, we call it, the amount of time it would take to warm up the water. Right? Rashi says, Shelo yeheneh b'mashek dimu lehichamim b'Shabbos. You can't get benefit from what they did on Shabbos for you. V'chein, Rashi says, it's important, V'chein b'chol ma'isha Shabbos. With all time someone violates Shabbos, nasnu chachamim shiur lahamtim le'erev Kadesh Yasu. You have to wait the amount of time, Kadesh Yasu. That's all the Dunkin' Donuts, you're supposed to wait to run for the donuts before you go and buy. V'ha'acha, and here, so now here, what's the question? V'ha'acha, d'chimum le'echad chimum le'meya. What's the difference? In order to warm the bathhouse, I guess it was one size fits all, basically. You had to warm the bathhouse. It was chimum. So therefore, v'ha'acha chim le'echad chimum le'meya, d'bibas achas mechamim. The Katani, nevertheless, it says, imrov Yisrael, d'habidumi d'makiro, if most of them are Jews, which is similar to that you recognize the Jew, right, d'masik adate la'asos afbishlo aser. Here, number one, he's warming up the water. The guy's warming up the water, not in front of the Jew. So that's going to be a question on Abaye. It's not in front of the Jew. Why do you have to wait Kadesh Yasu? Number two, what extra malach is he doing for the Jew? Yeah, rove the people who use it are Jews. But some of the people who use it are Goyim also. And the only way to warm up for the Goyim is to do the same action. It's one chimum. It's ner le'echa, ner le'meya. Why do I have to wait? Why is that considered doing the malach for the Jew? Number one, it's ner le'echa, ner le'meya. Number two, it's shelo b'fanav. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, I'm not sure I understand the answer. The Gemara says, hasam ki mechamime, when they warm it up, I daita deruba mechamime. When they warm up the bathhouse, their intent is for the majority. And since the majority here are Jews, it's as if they're warming it up for the Jews. Rashi says, adaita deruba mechamime, the ikur chil ha-shabbos b'shvilam. The maisa, the chil, it's not really chil shabbos, because the guy's doing it. But meaning the act that's violating Shabbos is done for them. Aval nachri v'Yisrael, but one Jew and one guy, the nachri adaita the nashu the avid shari le'abayish l'befanav l'rabba fi l'befanav. I guess somehow over here, The fact that it's used majority by Jews, that means the person who's warming it up is intent is for the majority. So therefore, he's clearly doing it for the majority. But so what? It's still nearly Echaner Lemeya, and it's still Shalom Bafanov.
I think the difference is, in the other cases, it's for the guy who's doing it for a specific, for himself, you can say, for a specific
person. So here he's doing it specifically for the Jews.
No, not after, but he's not doing it for a specific guy. I'm cutting grass for myself.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I can add for other people, but here it's not mashma that there's a specific guy.
But there's not a specific Jew either here. I hear you. The rove. I'm doing it for the rove, which are Jews.
It doesn't make sense. I'm doing it, since I don't know who it could benefit on the goy side.
I hear that. I don't know if that's what the Gemara is saying, but I hear that svara. I hear that logic. Yeah, I hear that. Okay. Right, now the Gemara is going to try to bring another brisa. It's also questioning on Rava. Again, Rava was the one who said the concept of ner la'echa, ner la'meya. So tashma, ner ha'dolot b'misiba. So the goy, I think, lights a candle in a place where people are sitting around. So if most of the people are sitting around there are non-Jews, then Mushla Shamish Lower, then a Jew can use the light. Imrov Yisrael, if the majority of them are Jews, then Usser, you're not allowed to use the light. Similarly, Mefzal Mefzal, if it's 50-50, it's also Usser. So this is a Kasha and Rava, because he says that the Goy, even if the Goy recognizes you, if there's no Shash of Shemer Yarveh, like by a candle, Ne'er Le'echa, Ne'er Le'meya, then you're allowed to get benefit. So why here? Can't you get benefit? He's doing it for Goyim clearly as well. So why can't you get the benefit? So the Gemara says, right? So the Gemara says, Hasam Nami Kimadliki. Went similar to what I guess we're saying before. Kimadliki, when he lights it, right? Adaita Deruba Madliki. When a person is lighting a candle for multiple people and multiple people are intended to be lit for, the intent that he has is really for the Rov. So his intent is going to be for the Jews. And that's why, if most of the Jews are around there, that means that's who we intended for. So he's intending it for Jews, and therefore it's going to be malacha done on behalf of a Jew, and therefore going to be aser. Now Gemara just brings a case. Shmuel ikli lebei oven. Shmuel came, again, when it comes to Amir la'akim questions, when it comes to halacha l'maaseh, it's complicated, it's complex, there are different situations, whether you're in a shul, not in a shul, all these things, ask your rabbi, it's not so pashut. Right? Shmuel ikli lebei oven, toran. So Shmuel came to the house of Oven. I think he's from the city of Toran. Yeah, that's what it said? Okay. The Oven Toran. Right, that Toran, just like the last name is where they came from. So his name is Oven Toran. That's his name. Asahu Nachri. So came this one guy on Shabbos. Idlik Shraga. And he lit the candle. I guess he was in the house also. And this guy lit the candle. So Ahadrina Shmuel Ape. Shmuel turned around so he wouldn't get benefit from the candle. Because Shmuel thought that the guy, I guess, lit the candle specifically for him, and he's not allowed to get benefit from the ma'isa that the guy did. Kevah dechazah da icy shtar v'kakari. Then Shmuel saw, he was turned around, either he was took a peek or someone told him, since he saw that the guy was reading something that he took out of shtar and started reading it by the candlelight, v'kakari, so now Shmuel says, oh, but Amar adaiti d'nafshigu da'adlik. He lit the candle for himself. He lit the candle clearly for himself because he wants to read. So he lit the candle for himself. Ner la'echa, ner la'meya. So therefore, adrina ilape and gabi shraga. He turned his face around and he was able to benefit from the candle because then he so realized that it was specific. The guy lit the candle specifically for himself. Ner la'echa, ner la'meya. He's allowed to benefit from it. Okay. Hajan Allah kol kisvei. Hajan Allah kol kisvei. Hajan Allah kol kisvei. Next parak, 17th parak. Right. Shabbos keeps going and going and going. But now at least you have a sense of completion because the prakim are pretty small. So you keep going through prakim. Okay, so the Mishnah now basically discusses the concept of muksa, right? So muksa we're all familiar with, so we're just going to go through, and as we go through, we're going to see certain rules about muksa. The idea is that anything that is not ra'oi to be used on Shabbos, things that are not supposed to be used on Shabbos, like live animals or money, something that doesn't have a shein kli, it's not a kli, like stones or dirt, they are considered muksa, and you're not allowed to move them. Isser p'tiltol. Right, the Gemara is going to say later on, I think on Wednesday's daf, that shivrei kalim that break, you're allowed to move them on Shabbos if they are still royal malacha, since they still have utility. Now, the Mishnah brings the following case. Kol kalim. So what is kol kalim here? Rashi says, kol kalim sheyesh lahem blatos. All these kalim that have doors. You go on sheda, v'teval, u'migdal, and I get some sort of anwar, or a cabinet, All these things, nitalim b'Shabbos, they can be moved on Shabbos. Kol ha-keilu nitalim b'Shabbos, v'dalsehem imahem, and you can move the doors with it as well, right? Rashi says, v'dalto sheishlehem b'tzidon imahem, nitalim imahem. You can move the doors as well. Af al pi shenisparku, and we're going to add the words in b'Shabbos now, because I have the Gemara that's in the Mishnah. Af al pi shenisparku b'Shabbos. Even if the doors come off on Shabbos, you can still use them on Shabbos. Right, Rashi says, "Afal hishenarpiku adlotos menakelim nitalim." You can still move the doors on Shabbos. Right, even though they're not used, they don't have usage right now because they're supposed to be doors for an anwar, and now they're off. Nevertheless, you can still move them on Shabbos. Why? She'ena domim lidlotos habayis, because the doors of the cabinets are not similar to doors of the house. Lefi she'ena min hamuchan, doors of the house are not prepared. What does that mean? Rashi says. Ain domin blatos habayis she ain nitalim. Why? Shefishet blatos habayis ain a minuta l'taltot she ain a kli, because they're not a kli. They're fixed to the house. There's no intent for that item to be moved on Shabbos. They're part of the binyan. They're part of the building. But aval elu hein kli agavavien. But these, like you have this door on this small cabinet that I guess that you would move around, they're considered a kli agav the fact that they're on the other kli. So they're considered kalim, and if they're kalim, they can be moved on Shabbos, as opposed to a door in the house. If it falls off, cannot be moved on Shabbos because what we have to figure out. That's the rule. We have to go through the Gemara to figure out what exactly is going on. All right. Then the Mishnah then says, the Mishnah assumes that there's a Torah's kli on these for now. How? Whatever. We'll see. So no tel adam kornos. A person is permitted to take a hammer, which is something that is really used for. These are all cases that we know as kli shemalach l'iser, kelim that are usually used for something that's usher on Shabbos. However, you can also use it for a mutter. If you can use it for something that's mutter, then you're allowed to move those kelim, tzorach gufo, tzorach makomo. So here, so you have this hammer, which is usually used for building. Nevertheless, you can move it on Shabbos, lepatseya bo es ha'egosim. You use it to crack open the nuts. Kardom, right? What's a kardom? An axe, right? It's an axe. Here's an axe, lachtoch bo sa'tevela. You know, you can use that to chop up the dates that are all stuck together, right? The figs or the dates? Figs? Okay, it's the figs. Okay. Then he says also a magira. Magira, which is sort of like a serrated knife, right? La gorba asagvina. You can use that to cut the cheese. Magrefa, like some sort of spoon, a shovel or a pitchfork. Ligrofa asagrogras. I guess you can try to use that to scrape off for the grogeres from the barrel, as harachas, right? So I think that's a pitchfork. So it's a malgaz. You can use that. Let's taste a love lakatan. Yes, you can put food on it to give to the kid. You can also take the kush, which I think is a spindle, and that's a karkar, which I thought it's the shuttle that goes back and forth on the loom. Lit chova, I guess to stick onto them fruits, and then you can use it. Machat shal yad, which is a small needle, you can pick it up to use litovos akotz in order to pull out the splinter. Make sure you don't bleed to pull out the splinter. And shel sakaim, which are the bigger needles, liftoach boas hadela. So you can use this bigger needle to pick the lock. You lost the key, use that to pick the lock. So even though these things are klishim alatul iser, since they have some sort of, you can use them in a mutter way, you have to move them with tzorach gufo. It's the tzorach gufo, so it's not a problem. Okay, the Mishnah then says, right. Kol hakelim nitolim, right? So the afal pi shen. What am I saying? He said that Gemara asked, can we really say kol hakelim nitolim that all the kelim can be taken on Shabbos with the doors, even if the doors fall off? The afal pi shen is parku b'Shabbos. This is Josh's question. Even though they fell off on Shabbos, you allowed to take them off. What is that? Right? If you read the Mishnah, it's afal pi shen is parku b'Shabbos. That's how we read the Mishnah. Even if they fall off on Shabbos. So the Gemara says. And therefore, it's mashma from there. It's even though they fell off on Shabbos, which is mashma lo mi baye b'chol. That not it's not. Of course, you can do if they fell off on you're allowed to carry them if they fell off during the week. So Adirab, the Mar says no. The deed they're making is that if it fell off on Shabbos, it's tell you to chiddush. Even if they fell off on Shabbos, you can carry them, which is mashma. This is not your question. Sorry. That it's mashma that if it fell out on the weekday, you also can carry it because the Tzaren said the after that they fell off on Shabbos is the bigger chiddush. But the Gemara says, wait a second. Adirabba, b'Shabbos muchanim agabi aviyim, b'chol ein muchanim agabi aviyim. When it comes to Shabbos, at least on the onset of Shabbos, they were prepared because they were attached to the drawers. They were prepared. So at least there's a preparation for Shabbos when Shabbos came in. But if they fell off on the weekday, what preparation did you have that they were ready for you to be used on Shabbos? They weren't minamuchan. What utility does it have? And they're not prepared. So why would you be? Why is the Mishnah seems to be making? Of course you can move it on a weekday, and even you can move it on a Shabbos. So Gemara says, no. Amar Abaye Hachika Amar. This is how you read the Mishnah. Kol hakelim nitalim b'Shabbos. All these kelim can be carried on Shabbos. V'dlotayim imahem. And if they fell off, v'afal pishne sparkle b'chol. Even if they fell off during the weekday, nitalim b'Shabbos. They can become on Shabbos. Why? Because it's still considered a kli. So that is the chiddush. Even though they fell off during the week, and now they're not muchan the agav the drawer, nevertheless you can move it on Shabbos because we can still view them as being a kli. Right? Rashi says, "Hachik Amar." Rashi says, "Notlin mashma masakmas on b'Shabbos." No, that's not it. It doesn't say why. I guess the assumption is being is that they still have some utility as a flat thing. Maybe use it as a table or as a board or something like that, so it still has utility. So even though it fell off on the weekday, it's still going to be considered muchan, and you can move them and on Shabbos. Tana Rabbana, we learned in our Braisa. Delas shel shida v'shel teva v'shel migdal. So the door of a chest, a burrow, or an anwar that falls off, notlim, you can take him off of the anwar on Shabbos. That's what seems to be. Note them. You can take them off. Avalo machzirin, but you can't put them back on. Which is interesting because I was talking about building and taking apart. So we'll get to that, right? So it says avalo machzirin. You can't. So he says you can take them off, which means you can be soser, but you can't machzirin. You can't put them on, which means you can't do binyan. And Mars asks, well, it's flip sides of the same coin. If you can do one, you can do the other. If you can't do one, you can't do the other. But the Mishnah Bryson then continues v'shelu shel tarnagolim. But the door on the chicken coop, which is an actual building, they say that's something that's mechuvah lekarka. It's an actual building that lo notlim velo machzirin. That you can't take off, because that's considered stira, and that you can't put on, that's considered binyan. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Bishlam ashalul shel tarnagolim. I understand when it comes to the chicken coop, I can't do that. Why? Because savar came into mechabi ba'ara. Since the lul is built into the ground, it's mechuvah lekarka. Yish binyan lekarka v'yish stira lekarka. That's binyan v'stira. Right, you're not allowed to build things out of the ground. You're not allowed to take things apart from the ground. It's being a mistira. Ella shall shade the teva v'shal migdal. But the chest, the burrow, the anwar, what's going on? Why can you take it off, which is soser, but not put it on, which is binyan? The Gemara says, my kasavar, what does he hold? E kasavar yish binyan mekalim. So this machlok is whether or not there is something called binyan mekalim. Well, the binyan only means fixing and making something new, or kalim itself is a concept of binyan. So if you hold that when it comes to kalim, there's an isser of binyan, then yesh stira b'kalim, then there's also stira. So you can't build, you can't take off. And ikasavar, and if you hold ain't stira b'kalim, ain't stira b'kalim, ain't binyan b'kalim. If there is no binyan b'kalim, then there's no stira b'kalim. If there is binyan b'kalim, then there is stira b'kalim. So one way or the other, you either allow both, take it on and put it off, and take it off and put it on, or not allowed to either. So why is the Braisa making this chiluk that says that you're allowed to take them off, but not put them back on? So Amar Abaye says, no, the Olam Kasabar Yish Binyan Bekalim, V'yish Stira Bekalim, Shenitlu Ka'amar. So Abaye reinterprets the Braisa, says there is Stira Binyan Bekalim, there is Stira Bekalim, which means you're not allowed to take it off on Shabbos, not allowed to put it back on Shabbos. When he reads the Braisa as it's saying, it says, Dela Shal Tshedav Etevel Shal Migdal, Shenitlu, meaning that it was taken off, then you're not lo machzirin. I mean, if it was off, now I'll put it back on. It's only talking about binyan. Right? The delet shevetei, you come to this thing, the door is off, you may not put it back on. That's what Abai is saying. Why? Because it's binyan b'kelim. Abai says, stay chuvus b'davar. I'm going to say that's not what the Bryson means. Why? Number one, chada nitalin katani. You have to look what the word says. The Bryson says nitalin, doesn't say nitlu, which means that you are permitted to take them off. Doesn't say that it came off already by itself. But ode, and then, and even more so, my avalo machzirin. It says avalo machzirin, which means but you're not putting it back on, which means it says some sort of kiddush. The aval is only a language that you use if something beforehand, if it's following something that's permissive. You're allowed to do this, but you can't do that. So that's not what Abai, your answer is great, but it doesn't fit into the words of the Braisa. With this, we'll finish this. El Amar Rabba says, Kasavar really ain't binyan b'kalim, ain't stira b'kalim. Really, when it comes to kelim, there is no binyan. There is not. There is. There's no balacha doraisa of binyan and stira by kelim. So why here do we not permit you to put it back on? Why do we not bring it back on? That would be a case of binyan kelim. Because shema yiska. We're concerned now. Maybe you'll nail it in or screw it in. So if you nail it in and screw it in, then that's not only binyan. That's makad patish. That's the next. That's the next malacha. That's a more. That's another issue. Just to affix it to it, that's not a problem because it ain't binyan kelim. But to have to screw it in, if you allow him to fix it, we're concerned he's going to screw it in, and to screw it in becomes a problem of Makib Epatish. Rashi says, Zerah Shem Yiska, it's the third of the mid-sized line. Well, there's only one large line, but it's the third where the lines get wider. Zerah Shem Yitka, Bechazaka, Besikin, Uviyasedos, the pegs, right? Behavile Gemar Melacha, and that's going to be the completion of the Melacha, Bechayav Mishum Makib Epatish. Then Bechayav Mishum Makib Epatish. Okay? So we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.